Welcome to hour number two of the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast. It is the open line hour. Anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. It is your opportunity to get on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. That is the toll-free universal number, no matter what station or what part of the state you are listening. Do not call the radio station. Call Rosie on the House Command Center at 1-888-767-4348. Proudly broadcasting across the entire state. Literally across the entire state, as Rosie's sitting in our Tucson affiliate headquarters with not one, but two incredible experts for our topic this week, which we'll be covering extensively in the 10 o'clock hour, which is territorial style homes. We have John Shimon of the Adobe King and John Reuter of Assurance Builders.
Just another one of Rosie's big traveling adventures down here in Tucson. Of course, didn't make any reservations. Just thought, well, I'll get down there. And I'm going to be doing some hiking the next couple days, so I brought my dogs. Figured I'd pull off the road about 9 o'clock last night, coming down here around Red Rock, let the dogs stretch their legs. Lost both of them for an hour.
They said, yeah, we'll stretch. We'll show you how we stretch.
Finally got back in the truck, in town, and the gym show starts Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a room in Tucson.
So did you cuddle up in the back with your doggies?
No. I gave one last motel a chance. I pulled in and I said, do you have any room? Oh, yes, sir. We have the honeymoon suite. So I got a honeymoon suite with my own giant jacuzzi tub. Checked in too late to enjoy it and had to get up too early to enjoy it. But I did have a pillow and a bed. So we're broadcasting down here from Tucson. We're going to be talking a little bit later about staycations. I tell you what, if you've never been to this Gem and Mineral show in Tucson, you are missing an event. It fills every motel room in Pima County. It's unbelievable. It's their 61st year. So if you're looking for an excuse to do an Arizona staycation, I would call and make a reservation. But get on down here next weekend. It's going to be a blast. The difference that this show is in relation to a lot of others is they focus on education. So bring the kids. They've got special programs just for education. The kids, it's great. So that's just one great thing you could do right here in the great state of Arizona. If you're a regular listener of the show and you've got everything tied up in a bow at your home and the maintenance is done, but if not, give us a ring. We've already got people calling in now, but there's one more open line at 1-888-767-4348. We'd love to know what you're working on and how Romy and I can put our remodeling experience to work for you.
There was a very scary headline out of the Daily Courier in Prescott this week. Dryer lint buildup suspected in Prescott Valley house fire. Dryer lint is the number one leading cause of home fires in Arizona. It's not enough to just clean, not Arizona, the entire country. It's not just enough to clean the lint after each dryer load, but you need to make sure that your exhaust vent is cleared as well. Newer dryers have a technology where if they feel resistance or a buildup out the exhaust, they will actually internally turn the thermostat down so the hot air blowing out doesn't accidentally ignite the lint. So if you have a newer dryer and you think, man, these clothes are not drying, your lint buildup is probably your factor there, and it needs to be cleaned out. You need to make sure that it's exhausted through the home. Sometimes you see where the ductwork's come loose or it was never finished and it's exhausting into an attic, or if it's going sideways out the door or out the wall, you need to make sure it is not clogged up on the exterior. At RosieOnTheHouse.com, we actually have somebody by the name of Dryer Vent Wizard. That's their specialty, is cleaning dryer vents. But they do a lot of other services as it relates to cleaning, not only just dryer ducks, but any kind of ducks. So if that is something that you don't know when the last time it was, or you don't have a proper way of cleaning it, especially the vertical ones that go up out the roof, those are very difficult without a special tool. I would put the dryer vent wizard on your call list sometime this week. Let's bring Debbie into the conversation and see how we can help her this morning. Debbie, go ahead.
Hi. I have a rental house that was built in around 1970, early 70s, and there was a planter right in front of the house, and the watering and was watered. And so anyway, the foundation is crumbling a bit. I had the plant taken out and the water turned off there. But I need to know what's the proper way to repair that.
The crumbling foundation?
Yes.
And are you want to refill it with water, correct?
And I what?
You're going to refill it with water, or is it just going to be a planter? Does it need to hold water?
No, it does not. It was a plant. It was just, a planter with bushes.
Okay.
That's how it came when I got it. I took it out, and I turned it. I mean, I took the plants out, had the water turned off, and my thought was to put desert xeriscape plants not close to the house but still in the planter with some kind of a drip. That's not the problem. It's how do I repair the foundation that has crumbled from being watered over time?
And this is foundation that's up against the home, or is this?
Yes, it's supporting the home.
Yeah. There are several great products on the market for repairing cracked concrete. Border Marvel is a good retail location that you can go and find these. There's another company down, depending on where you are, in Central Phoenix off of 40th Street and 10 called Cohills Building Materials. Specializes in really decorative concrete, but you can't decorate something that is in poor condition, so they have a lot of great patch repair products as well. Both of them will be open today if that's something you're trying to get tackled on. And I'm trying to think. There's TheraSeal. What are some other products, Rosie?
TheraSeal is the one we've used for years. And, Debbie, you can apply it either with a mortar brush or with a trowel. Let it dry. Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to dig down to the top of the footing for the best, because what's happening is your stem wall is absorbing that moisture. The moisture wicks up as the stem wall heats up and the sun hits it. It actually draws the moisture up out of the ground, and then it sucks it out. As it's sucking it out, it's spalling the surface of your foundation. So we're going to put a epoxy-based cement over the top of that. It'll lock the moisture completely out, it'll quit migrating up, and it'll quit spalling the surface. Put it on there, let it cure, paint it, and you'll never know it's there, and you'll never have that problem again.
We appreciate the call, and good luck on your project. Let us know if there's anything else we can help you with along the way. Karen, welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you?
Good morning. I have a pergola in my backyard. It's made out of fir. It's only not even a year old yet. And when they put it up, they sealed it, but they just sprayed it, like you spray paint. And I want to put a really good wood sealer on there. What kind should I use?
Is there a way you can find out what was put on there, the actual product itself?
Yes, I can.
I would find out what was put on there to start with that may, we're not a big fan of sealers for wood. In all honesty, but oiling it is very important. You want to keep it very moist, very hydrated. A deep penetrating stain or oils, it works a lot better than a sealer for wood in the desert. So if it is some kind of sealer, you may want to remove that. There's products, a wire scraper, a brush. It could take a while to get rid of it, but you want... If it is a true sealer, you want to take that off and then go back with, what is Flood Life?
We like the CWF Wood Life, which is a penetrating oil, and it's done very well for us over the years. And Karen, you've got to ask yourself, with that natural wood out there, it's going to, what we tell people is like with decks in particular, is you're going to install the deck, you're going to put the wood in, you've got your pergola in. They're going to treat it once before they leave as a part of the installation contract. We tell people that wood ought to be hit in the first year another 3 or 4 or 5 times and just really get it saturated. If you don't, you're going to get what you get. You're going to get the UV sunburn top of the wood. It starts graying out, turning a silver gray. If you're going to try and remove that, you've got to get some pressure washer or sand, a belt sander, or you've got to get what's called wood cleanser, get it all off. But again, penetrating oil, the first year or two, it doesn't hurt it to saturate it 4 or 5 or 6 times. After that, you can probably go down to about once or twice a year. But wood exposed to our sun and our weather is going to be a high maintenance item. And like you said earlier, Romy, we've got John Shimon here in studio, 30-year resident of Tucson, 25-year adobe repair master, and he repairs a lot of this kind of sunburned, stained, dry-rotted wood. And we're going to be covering that extensively in the 10 o'clock hour.
So stay tuned for that, Karen. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the information we'll be bringing that and how it can help you on your pergola. Sounds like a neat little backyard setup. We appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.